This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The final word on Iraqi weapons of mass destruction will be delivered today when Chief U.S. Weapons Inspector Charles Dulfer presents the findings of his investigation to Congress. He is expected to say that Iraq did not possess stockpiles of chemical or biological weapons, as the White House had asserted in the run-up to the Iraq War. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been following the issue, and she joins us now. We've had interim reports by weapons inspectors. Do the findings of this final report differ much from those earlier ones?
Hi, Renee. I think the headline here is much the same as we have heard in some of those interim reports, that headline being that the team, which has now spent 16 months investigating in Iraq, looking for weapons of mass destruction, has not found them, has found no weapons or, in fact, evidence of production of weapons after 1991, after the end of the Gulf War. They've found a few very small amounts of poison. They have found a few old rounds of various chemical weapons, but what they have found was old, was decayed. However, people who have been briefed on this report, it is not out yet. It'll come out at 2:30 this afternoon Eastern time. But people who have been briefed on it in the government say it is clear that Iraq did violate UN resolutions in a number of ways. And most important, they say clearly he had the intent. He wanted to restart his WMD program. He was waiting to have the money to do it. He was waiting to be able to escape from international scrutiny and sanctions. And I think this report will give us a lot more detail about Saddam's intent. As I say, this is a very large report. It's more than 1,000 pages. The team that's done it is careful to say this is not the final report. There are still some outstanding issues, but I think this is as close as we're going to get to getting a final word on Iraq's pre-war weapons programs, and there don't appear to have been any.
One of the big issues was Iraq's nuclear program. Does this final report, would you know, resolve controversies about Iraqi efforts to build a nuclear program?
Well, I think the question of Iraq and its nuclear program will be controversial for a long time to come. And we have not seen this report, but again, people who've been briefed on it in the government, say that it appears to conclude that the threat from Saddam on the nuclear front was not growing, if anything, was diminishing, that his nuclear program was less advanced at the time of the U.S. invasion in 2003 than it was at the end of the Gulf War back in 1991, that the program was decaying.
And are there issues, then, that are still unresolved?
There are a few. There has been a lingering question over whether Saddam perhaps had weapons but was able to move them, was able to get them out of the country. That is a theory that has been put forward by some members of the Bush administration and others. This report, we're told, does not say that is impossible, that weapons were never moved to Syria or another country, but they were able to find no evidence of that. But so that is a question that still is hanging in the air a bit. The other thing is just they have so many documents to translate that apparently there are still thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of documents, reports, memos that they found that are right now sitting in a warehouse waiting for translation, waiting for them to go over them. So it's possible that something may emerge from there, that some sort of documentation may come up. And those are things that in the scope of time that they had for this report, there's, as I say, still some stuff to go through.
Well, just briefly, how is this likely to play out politically, given its release so close to the election?
Well, yes, inside a month from the election, we shall see. I mean, the Bush administration, the White House, is already preemptively talking about this report and saying that, in fact, supports the case for war because it shows that Saddam Hussein had the intent, wanted to get weapons of mass destruction, posed a grave and gathering threat. The Kerry campaign, of course, I'm sure we'll see, holding up this report and saying, this shows there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq at the time of the invasion. We shouldn't have gone in. The president took us to war under false pretenses. So we'll have to see how this all plays out.
Thank you very much, NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.